We have difficulty with the darkness, the pain, the grief of Good Friday, and we want to rush on to Easter Sunday. But the only way to get to Easter is through Good Friday. The scripture writers know better. They know that to embrace life, that we truly have to embrace our grief and our darkness. And so in this rich liturgy of the church here tonight, we find ourselves in that place in between. We are caught here between death and resurrection. We are between despair and joy. There is a part of me that so wants to rush forward to Easter Sunday. But the Holy Spirit says that we must wait. And we must wait upon the Lord. Out of the many rich scripture passages that we have looked at here tonight, I would like for just a few moments, I would like to dwell on this incredible passage that is taken from the book of the Lamentations. Isn't that remarkable? That there's a whole book of the Bible that's called Tears, Lamentations. Lamentations, I speak from personal experience, Lamentations is not a favorite book of preachers. We do not oftentimes go there, but what a needed portion of God's word this is for us tonight. It is remarkable that Lamentations is one of the most skillfully, artistically crafted books in all of the Bibles. It is linked with the prophet Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. As here in five chapters, he very artistically puts together five acrostic poems. Each successive verse or each successive section of a chapter is the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's like Eugene Peterson says, it's like he's trying to explore and to pour out his grief from A to Z. He wants to explore every facet of the darkness, every facet of the loss and the grief in which he finds himself. And it is a horrible, cataclysmic loss that he has experienced that is so vividly portrayed in our text here tonight. It is the destruction of the temple of God. It is the destruction of the city of Jerusalem and the homeland in the year 587 BC. Everything that they thought they had nailed down has come loose. All seems that it is lost. He speaks of his homelessness. He speaks of his grief. And in the midst of that, he says, the thought of my affliction and homelessness is wormwood and gall. My soul continually thinks of it and is bowed down within me. Here in this Good Friday night, as we are between death and resurrection, we feel this grief, we feel this loss. But then Jeremiah says, this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. The steadfast love. The prophet there uses a rich word, the Hebrew word hesed, which is translated oftentimes as loving kindness, as mercy, as abundant love, as loyal love. And here in our text here tonight, it is steadfast love. It is love that comes from a covenant relationship. That when God entered into covenant with us, it were as though he said to us that I am with you in this, in sickness and in health, in plenty and in want, for better or worse. Jeremiah stops and he catches himself and he says, I remember this, that God's steadfast love, his loyal covenant love for us never changes. It is new every morning. And he says, the Lord is my portion. What a remarkable statement that is, as they are now without a land. Because at the time that the Israelites came into the land of Canaan, that they came into the promised land, the various tribes were given a portion in the land. And now they are without a land. And he says, the Lord is my portion. I oftentimes think that we never know that God is all we need until God is all we have. Jeremiah knows that, and he experiences that here in this text. I love to go to the nearby Canaan in the desert there of the sisters, the evangelical sisters of Mary. And my favorite place there in the Canaan in the desert is that first station there as our Lord Jesus Christ is praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Jesus, kneeling there before his Father, he says, Father, I don't understand you, but I trust you. And it seems to me that that is what Jeremiah is doing at this moment. His homelessness, his destruction, his wormwood and the gall, but this I call to mind, that the loyal, steadfast love of the Lord never changes. It is new every morning. Here in this Good Friday night, we are waiting. We are in that time between death and resurrection, that time between uncertainty and celebration, between despair and joy. And tonight is that time after the end of life, before the end of death, and we wait. We wait for God. And it's a good time, like Jeremiah, to call to mind the steadfast, loyal love of the Lord. It is a good time for us to wait for God. I remember when I was in seminary, one of my Hebrew professors, Bruce Walkie, said that there are 12 different Hebrew verb forms that are translated by our one word, wait. Wait is essential to the vocabulary of faith. Simon Peter, on that first Good Friday night, did not know how things were going to turn out. Mary did not know how things were going to turn out. You may not know tonight how things are going to turn out. But we call to mind the steadfast love of the Lord. Jeremiah says, the Lord is good to those who wait for him. To the soul that seeks him, it is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. And I wonder here tonight, what is it that is feeling uncertain and precarious in your life? What are the losses that you're living with? What is it that you're grieving? How are you experiencing uncertainty here on this Good Friday night? It is good that we should wait quietly for the Lord. Amen.